Young adults. Young adults share their experiences applying the Savior's atonement. I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when the Savior helped me in good and bad times. My baptism day was like a dream. I was so happy and eager to begin life as a perfect person. However, I argued with my siblings just hours after being baptized. I remembered feeling discouraged that it had not taken very long for me to mess up after being baptized and confirmed. But I also remember that when I repented, I felt completely whole again. I learned from a young age that the atonement of Jesus Christ brings needed relief from sin. As I continued to grow in my gospel understanding, I learned that the atonement was not just something to use whenever I sinned. The atonement could be a part of my life in times of trial, joy, heartache, and success. When I struggled to feel accepted by my peers, I prayed to Heavenly Father, and I was comforted to know that the Savior had struggled with these same feelings. When I did well on something, my joy was magnified when I thought of the Savior's rejoicing. Abby McKeon, Utah, USA.
I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when I learned to rely on the Lord. For many years, I felt alone and abandoned. I struggled with unrighteous desires that led me to sin, which eventually placed me in a cycle of guilt and shame. Thankfully, a loving bishop taught me about the role of the Savior's atonement to cover weakness, pain, and sorrow, as well as sin. My bishop rejoiced when I progressed and comforted me when I slipped. I learned that having a conceptual knowledge of the Savior was not enough. I needed to pray to Heavenly Father and actively repent through the atonement of Jesus Christ. As I did, I grew more obedient to God's commandments and closer to the Savior. While I still struggle with temptation, I have learned that I can rely fully on my Savior and His atonement. While I stand on the rock of my Redeemer, my weakness can be strength. With Paul, I can say, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Jacob H., Taylor, Idaho, USA.
I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when I experienced a change of heart. During high school, my heart wasn't really in the gospel. In the mission field, I slowly learned what a mission was really about and wanted the power and progress it could bring in my life if I were truly worthy. Finally, the guilt and sorrow from past transgressions bore me down, and I wanted freedom, to be clean and to be a better tool in the Lord's hand. After some discussion with my mission president, I went home to take time to repent. Returning home was among the hardest times of my life. I began reading the scriptures differently, actually understanding and applying them. While I was doing everything right, I still felt a great burden of guilt. Then I started to focus my studies on Christ and His atonement, how He could be my Savior, and how His infinite atonement could redeem my soul. One night, while meditating upon all I had learned from those prayerful studies, I felt the Spirit touch my heart, heal my soul, and comfort me. I felt secure and loved, and my guilt left. When I first got home, I thought a change of heart was all I needed for the repentance process. Now, I know that I needed time to repent. Change comes line upon line, a little at a time. It requires prolonged effort to change our hearts, desires, and habits to be more like Christ. We can't make 180-degree changes instantaneously, but because of the atonement, they can happen completely. Name withheld, Georgia, USA.
I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when I learned to forgive. There was a point in my life when I was so emotionally hurt that it affected every other aspect of my life. I couldn't focus on classes or homework, my relationship with my roommates was strained, and I was constantly on the verge of tears. More than anything, I was having a hard time forgiving the person who had caused me hurt in the first place. And even madder that I was having a hard time forgiving. Finally, I decided I was done being sad and angry. I no longer wanted to carry that burden. I pleaded with Heavenly Father to help me forgive. Before I knew it, the pain was bearable. It wasn't gone, but I could bear it. Through this experience, I learned that the Savior's atonement does not just allow us to repent, it also helps us heal. When I approached Heavenly Father with my burdens, in humility and with a sincere heart, He helped me carry the hurt, pain, and heartache I held. Danny Lorisella, California, USA.
I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when I felt hope for the future. When my parents got divorced, I felt that all my hope of having an eternal family had ended. It was a very hard moment in my life. However, even though it wasn't easy for me to recognize, that trial brought unforeseen blessings to my family. For one, my mom got baptized. I also was able to get to know my Savior better. To get over my sadness, I chose to visit an aunt in Peru, where I met a new friend who strengthened me greatly. That friend and I often studied the scriptures together, and during one special occasion, while we were discussing gospel topics, I felt the love of my Savior for me very strongly. The feeling was like the voice of my Savior telling me, "I have always been with you. You just couldn't tell." Now I know that our Savior wants to help us and that He is always with us. Sometimes we allow our sadness to be higher than our faith and we think that He has forgotten us, but in reality, His atonement can always help us. Lillian Suarez Moreira, Bahia, Brazil.
His perfect atonement. I used to believe that there was a hole in Christ's atonement, that He could save everyone except me. But I was wrong. There is not one hole, but seven. Two holes in His hands, where they nailed Him to a cross, at the behest of those He would die to save. Two holes in His wrists, where they ensured the weight of His body would not cause His hands to rip through before His penance was complete. Two holes in His feet, where He stood as a witness to all of God's unyielding love for each of His children. And one hole in His side, where they pierced Him to prove His work was done. Seven, perfection. Seven perfect holes in earth's only perfect man. The perfect atonement to patch the holes in our lives. His holes make us whole. I was wrong. There is a hole in Christ's atonement for me, after all. Casey Hammer, Utah, USA.
I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when I found comfort in His resurrection. When I was 23, my grandmother passed away. Though she had lived a beautiful life, she was still relatively young, and her death came sooner than I expected. I knew that many had lost much more than I had and that my grandma was at peace, but I still felt pain knowing I would never see her again in this life. Through this sadness, however, I felt Heavenly Father and the Savior reaching out to me. Kind visiting teachers and friends brought sweet notes and treats, and a dear neighbor stopped by my family's house with a book she said she felt inspired to purchase for us. The book contained quotes from apostles and prophets on the plan of salvation and the reality of life after death. As I read the words of the prophets out loud with my sister that evening, I felt the sweetest peace settle on my heart. I knew that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, all of us could be made clean and able to dwell with Him in the next life. I knew that He bringeth to pass the resurrection of the dead, and that all things, and people, would be restored to their proper place. Alma chapter 40, verse 3. See also Alma chapter 41, verse 2. I knew that because of the atonement, all the members of my family, including those who have passed on, can be together forever, and for that, I will be forever grateful. Amanda Seely, Utah, USA. End of the article. I felt the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ when...